朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以这里很清楚。
Therefore, it's very clearly here, illustrated here. There is a sequence.
是因着神的恩典。
Because it is because of the grace of God.
透过我们的信心。
Through our faith.
我们就得救了。
Then we are saved.
我们得救以后呢？
And after we are saved.
神在我们里面创造的工作。
And the work that God has created, His creation work in us.
就要叫我们去行善。
He calls us to do good works.
那他特别解释一下圣经里面的行善是什么意思。
And therefore, especially want to illustrate what the Bible means when it says do good works.
圣经里面的行善的定义。
The definition of doing good works in the Bible is?
就是做神预备叫我们所行的事。
Is to do the work that God has prepared for us to do.
不是福音的福音。
A gospel that is not the gospel.
就把这个完全颠倒过了。
Has totally reversed this.
他要求你先做得够好。
He requested that you first do it well.
然后你就配得神的恩典。
Then you're worthy of the grace of God.
然后你可以得救。
Then you can be saved.
很多年轻人对着同性恋有很多的迷惘。
And many young people are confused by the homosexuals.
那这跟很多教会对着同性恋的态度也有关系。
And this has a lot to do with the attitudes of towards this issue by many churches.
一个同性恋人来到教会中。
A homosexual who arrive at the church.
我们要怎么对他说？
How do we say to them?
我们要告诉他说，你赶快悔改。
We have to tell them that you must quickly repent.
不可以再干这种事。
You can no longer do this thing.
然后你可以信耶稣。
Then you can believe in Jesus.
然后你可以得救。
Then you can be saved.
对吗？
Is that right?
对不对？
Is that right?
不对。
No, it's wrong.
这是不是恩典的福音？
This is not the grace of the gospel.
恩典的福音是什么？
The gospel of grace is...
不管你犯过什么罪。
Regardless of what kind of sins you have committed.
不管你今天在犯什么罪。
Regardless of what kind of sins that you have committed today, again.
你只要愿意到耶稣面前来。
As long as you're willing to come before Jesus.
借着信心。
Through your faith.
接受神的恩典。
Accept the grace of God.
这是唯一能够拯救你脱离罪恶的方式。
This is the only means that can help you to separate yourself from the sins.
千万不要以为
Never think that
只有第一世纪才有这些更改过的福音。
Only there are these kind of fake gospels only exist in the first century.
今天在网络上这种的东西太多。
Today in the internet there are so many of these changed ones.
甚至于有一些很有名望的传道人，你仔细听，你发现他传的不是福音的福音。
Even some very famous preachers, if you listen carefully, you realize that they're preaching the gospel that is not the gospel.
这种更改过的福音基本上有三大类。
These kind of gospel that have been changed, basically there are three categories.
第一类。
The first one.
耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的非常重要。
What Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross is very important.
但是你还需要加上一点什么。
But you still need to add something onto it.
譬如说有的人说
For example, someone would say,
你需要降服在基督面前你才可以得救。
You need to surrender in front of Christ before you're saved.
还有人说
Some people also said,
你需要认罪悔改痛哭三天才可以得救。
You need to confess your sins and repent and cry for 3 days before you can be saved.
那至于说什么要讲方言要打滚才可以得救的。
And also regarding those who said you have to speak tongues and you have to roll on the floor before you can be saved.
那就更不要说了。
That is, we can't even talk about that.
所有这一类的假福音
All of this kind of fake gospel.
它的教导背后有两个大问题。
There are basically two major problems behind its teaching.
一个就是得救是根据基督的救赎加上我们做了什么。
And one is that based on the salvation of Christ, to add on to it is something what we have done.
而不是单单根据耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
It's not simply just based on what Jesus Christ has done for us.
那第二个问题。
The second problem is,
就是得救。
That is to be saved.
跟我们信心的程度有关系。
It has something to do with the degree of our faith.
请记得
Please remember,
得救
to be saved,
跟我们信心的对象有关系。
It has to do with the object of our faith.
对我们信心的程度没关系。
It has nothing to do with the degree of our faith.
我们可以充满的怀疑的信耶稣照样得救。
We can be full of doubts when we believe in Jesus, but we are still saved.
但是如果我们信的不是纯正的福音，我们有再强烈的情感，我们有我真的信，我绝对信，我百分之两百的信，照样下地狱。
So even, but if we believe in the wrong object, so even if we are very strong in our faith, we believe in 100%, 200%, you still go to hell.
任何一个人
，anyone，
都要记得
，must remember。
在救恩这件事情上
in this issue, in this matter of salvation,
我们唯一的贡献
our only contribution is,
就是我们的罪使得救恩成为必要的
is that our sins caused the salvation to be necessary,
其他我们没有半点的功劳
in other issues, we have no merits at all,
完全是神的恩典
totally is the grace of God,
今天有任何一个人告诉你
Today, if anyone at all who tells you
你信耶稣了
You have believed in Jesus
你真的信了
Have you truly believed
你有没有改变了
Have you changed
你有没有降服啊
Have you surrendered
你有没有让耶稣做你的主啊
Have you allowed Jesus to be your Lord
不要听这些人的话
Don't listen to these words of these people
不管他多有名
Regardless of how famous they are
因为他们所传讲的
Because what they have spread
是不是福音的福音
It's a gospel that is not the gospel.
第二类
The second category
耶稣有没有上十字架
Has Jesus gone onto the cross?
耶稣有没有从死里复活
Has Jesus resurrected from death?
没那么重要
Not so important.
重要的是什么
The important thing is
我们要努力做好人
We have to try our utmost to be a good person.
我们要有好的道德。
We have to have good moral.
你知道这一种的迷惑
You know, this kind of confusion
在大学里面非常的流行。
It's very popular in colleges.
这是为什么好多的基督徒的小孩到了大学里。
This is why so many children of the Christians, after they attended college,
他们觉得达赖喇嘛比耶稣基督可爱多了。
They feel that Dalai Lama is more lovely than Jesus.
因为他非常包容啊。
Because he's so tolerant.
他从来没有告诉你什么是错的。
He never tells you what is wrong.
你做什么都可以啊。
You can do whatever you like.
你当然觉得他很可爱。
Of course you think he's lovely.
也有很多人跑去信回教。
And also many people went to believe in the faith of Muslim.
为什么？
Why?
因为回教徒他们其实你不要以为回教徒都是恐怖分子啊。
Don't think that all Muslims are the terrorists.
不是的。
No.
我告诉你我接触过许多的回教徒。
Let me tell you that I have contact with many Muslims.
我宁愿跟他们做邻居啊超过我愿意跟基督徒做邻居。
I'd rather be their neighbors than with many Christians.
因为他们从来不占你便宜的。
Because they never try to take advantage of you.
他们说话算话的。
Whatever they said, they keep their words.
他们非常守律法的。
And they very obey the laws.
乖得不得了的。
They are so good.
哪像我们基督徒。
So unlike us Christians.
我们动不动就啊恩典啊。
Just a little bit we'll say we need grace.
还有佛教徒。
And then there are the Buddhists.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
很多佛教徒的道德标准比基督徒还高的。
Many Buddhists have much higher moral standards than we have.
但是请你记住。
But please remember.
再好的道德。
Even if you have much better moral,
你从来没有做过任何害人的事情。
You have never done any harm to other people.
你永远不会得救。
You will never be saved.
你永远不会上天堂。
You will never go to heaven.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为你做的所有的好。
Because all the goods that you have done.
所有的道德。
All the morals that you have.
只能够保证你不去做进监狱。
Can only guarantee that you will not go to prison.
不保证你不能够进地狱。
But cannot guarantee that you will not go to hell.
听清楚吗？
Do you understand?
为什么？
Why is that?
因为要不进地狱的标准。
Because the standard of not going to hell.
是要完全的圣洁。
Because you have to be totally holy.
全世界没有一个人。
In the whole world, there's not one person.
你如果说你是
If you say you are,
那就证明你非常骄傲。
That will only prove that you're very proud.
一个骄傲的人绝对不圣洁。
A proud person can definitely not be holy.
所以你就注定下地狱了。
So you're destined to go to hell then.
这样听懂了没有？
Do you understand then?
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
What the salvation that he has accomplished for us on the cross.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为耶稣基督是完美的圣洁。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is totally holy, perfectly holy.
他在十字架上为我们所成就的。
What he has accomplished for us on the cross.
当我们愿意信他的时候。
When the moment we're willing to believe in him.
神就把耶稣基督完美的圣洁算给我们了。
God will then treat His Jesus Christ's perfect holiness and to be accounted to us, credited to us.
这个好不好?
Is that good?
我告诉你，这是好的不能再好的消息。
I said this is a new, good news that cannot be even better.
没有比这个更好的办法。
No means that is better than this.
如果好人就可以得救。
If the good will, then you're saved.
耶稣就不需要上十字架。
Jesus will no need to be going onto the cross.
你知道有很多基督徒啊。
You know that many Christians
对着救恩这个最根本的东西都搞不清楚。
Towards this basic foundation of salvation are not clear.
我看过一个调查。
I read a research.
是在苏格兰做的。
It was done in Scotland.
他们在苏格兰采访每一个教会聚会结束以后出来的人。
In Scotland, they interview every one of the congregation that came out from the church gathering.
让他们讲一讲。
And ask them to talk about.
今天如果有一个外星人。
Today, if there is an aliens.
问你。
Ask you.
你在里面干什么?
What were you doing inside?
你在礼拜堂里面干什么?
What were you doing in the church?
哦，信耶稣的来做礼拜嘛。
Oh, we believe in Jesus, we come to worship.
那信耶稣到底是什么事情啊?
So what is it about believing in Jesus? What is it?
85% 的基督徒
85% of the Christians
告诉他们
Tell them
做一个基督徒啊
To be a Christian
就尽量对别人好
Do your utmost to be kind to others
遵守黄金定律
To observe the golden rules.
知不知道什么是黄金定律?
Do you know what the golden rule is?
你们要人怎么待你们，你们就如何待别人。
Treat others the way you would have others treated you.
这叫黄金定律。
That is called the golden rule.
要好好服侍神。
Serve God well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们信仰的核心
The nuclear of our belief, of our faith,
都不是这些东西
It's not these things. They are
我们信仰的核心
The nuclear of our faith
是神奇妙的恩典
It's the amazing grace of God.
把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
To save us, rescue us from sins.
并且是白白的给每一个愿意接受的人。
And it's also to be given freely to anyone who is willing to receive it.
福音是神给人的礼物啊。
Gospel is a gift that God gives to men.
当然有人会抱怨。
Of course, there are still people who will complain.
为什么只有信耶稣才可以得救？
Why is it that I can only be saved through believing in Jesus?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我一点都不抱怨为什么只有信耶稣才可以得救。
I will not at all complain why it is that I have been saved only when I believe in Jesus.
我要千感谢万感谢上帝，还好有信耶稣这条路可以得救。
I want to give thanks to God repeatedly because it's so fortunate that there's this way of believing in Jesus and to be saved.
因为没有别的方法。
Because there's no other ways.
可以满足神的公义
can satisfy the righteousness of God
同时又满足神的慈爱
and at the same time to satisfy the love of God
最后一类的假福音
the final category of the fake gospel is
就是告诉你
is to tell you
信耶稣很重要
it's important to believe in Jesus
你绝对一定要信耶稣在十字架上所成就的
you absolutely need to believe in Jesus what Jesus has accomplished on the cross
但是呢还要差一点
however there's still a little bit of lacking
你要加一点什么呢
what do you have to add on to something
譬如说割礼啊
for example circumcision
譬如说要守旧约的律法呀
for example you have to obey the laws of the Old Testament
今天呢
today
有好多的教会
Many churches
告诉你
Tell you
什么可以吃
What you can eat
什么不可以吃
What you're not allowed to eat
你要穿什么样的衣服
What kind of clothing you have to wear
你要过什么样的节期
What kind of festival do you have to observe
他们的要求都可能是对的事、啊、
Their requirements can still they're still right
但是如果不做这些事
However, but if you don't do these things
他们就认为你不可以得救
Then they think that you can, you're not saved
或者就证明你没有得救
Or it's just proof that you're not saved
那就是假福音
Then that is a fake gospel
我们得救以后
After we're saved
这个新生命
This new life
会改变我
Will change us
我们会有很多方面的改变。
We have many changes, many directions.
但这些改变不是别人要求。
But these changes are not required by other people.
这些要求是我们里面生命的要求。
These requirements are from our life inside.
所有需要加上人做什么的救恩都会让人不安。
Any salvations that need some man-made additions, they are not, will cause people to be unsaved.
因为我们永远没有把握。
Because we can never be confident.
我们做的是不是够
？What we have done is sufficient.
而这样的信仰
，and this kind of faith,
让我们离开神
，causes to depart from God.
离开基督
，to depart from Christ.
结果你就以自我为中心。
In the end, causes to be self-centered.
根本没有办法荣耀神。
There's no way that it can glorify God.
只有神单单的恩典。
Is only through simply the grace of God.
让我们一直定睛在他的身上。
To keep us our focus, our gaze on Him.
这才是我们真正的福音。
This is our only our true gospel.
第八节和第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
我们发现保罗两次宣告那个传假福音的人是应当被咒诅的。
We discover that Paul twice declared that he who spread a fake gospel is, must be eternally condemned.
有的英文版本翻 eternally condemned 翻得非常好。
Some English translation has translated eternally condemned in a much better way.
有的版本就直接把希腊文翻出来叫 anathema.
And some versions directly translated from the Greek version is anathema.
它的意思
Its meaning is,
就是神要来审判
is that God will come and judge,
并且带下 永恒的刑罚。
And will bring down eternal sentence punishment.
保罗连续两次。
Paul continuously twice.
讲这么严厉的话。
Had bring down, said such severe words.
难怪很多的人会说
No wonder many people would say
保罗脾气太大
Paul has such a bad temper
怎么可以求神咒诅一个和他看法不一样的人
How can he ask God to condemn or curse someone who has a different point of view than him
一点都不像耶稣基督的温柔谦卑
Unlike the humility and gentleness of our Lord Jesus Christ
甚至于有人认为保罗写的这两节圣经不用看了
And some people even think that these two verses that Paul wrote, we don't need to read it.
因为他在血气愤怒中写的
Because he's written them in flesh and in anger.
请记住
Please remember,
圣经里面一个字都不能改
You cannot change one word in the Bible.
每一句话在圣经里的都是必要的
Every sentence in the Bible is necessary.
并且是都是神的话
And also they're all the words from God.
保罗为什么这么的生气
Why is Paul so angry?
因为假的福音影响到基督的荣耀
Because the fake gospel will influence the glory of Christ.
如果教导人要信耶稣一个人要得救要信耶稣加上什么的时候
If when you teach other people that in order to be saved you need to believe in Jesus but you need to add on something
基本上就否定了基督工作的完全
Basically you're denying the completeness of Christ's work
否定了十字架的救赎
You deny the salvation of the cross
第二个
Second reason
这个关系到人灵魂永远的结局。
And this is related to the eternal consequence of man's life, spirit.
假福音是让人永远沉沦的。
A fake gospel caused man to be eternally fallen.
我们都知道保罗是一个非常关心人灵魂的人。
We all know that Paul is someone who cares very much about men's spirits.
你记得在罗马书九章三节他说为我弟兄我骨肉之心就是自己被咒诅与基督分离我也愿意。
Because in the Romans chapter 9 verse 3 he said that I really care about my brothers and that they'll be saved even for them I'm willing to be cursed and fallen.
主耶稣在马可九章四十二节这样说
Paul in Mark chapter 9 verse 4 says 42 he says
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上扔在海里
And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin it would be better for him to be thrown in the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck
你如果听到耶稣讲的那句话
If you have heard Jesus saying this sentence
你还能说保罗不像基督吗
Can you still say Paul is not like Christ?
相反
It's the opposite
保罗这里正是彰显出基督的心肠
Paul actually here clearly manifested the heart of Christ
今天的文化
Today's culture
认为保罗心思狭隘
Thinks that Paul is very narrow-minded
是不包容
He's not tolerant
任何人如果有自己强烈的看法
Anyone who has a very strong point of view himself
不同意别人的看法
When he disagree with others people's view
在今天这个时代已经不被接受了
Is not acceptable in today's generation
现在居然要神来咒诅
And now he's actually asking God to curse
完全不可思议
Totally unimaginable
可是一个基督徒
However, a Christian
如果我们真的在乎基督的荣耀
If we truly care about the glory of Christ
我们真的在乎人灵魂永远的归属
If we truly care about the total the belonging of a person's spirit
我们怎么能够容忍福音被污染呢
How can we tolerate a gospel to be contaminated
如果我们觉得保罗太过分
If we think that Paul is too much
很可能我们就是不在乎基督的荣耀
It's very possible that we do not care about the glory of Christ.
我们也不在乎人灵魂永远的归属。
And we also do not care about man's eternal belonging, spirit.
就好像我们刚才讲的那个做妈妈给看小孩子喝牛奶的事。
And it's just like the example that we just cited as a mother, watching the child drinking milk.
如果人家加了毒药。
If people added on poison into it.
这个母亲不愤怒。
If this mother is not angry,
要不然她是极度的无知。
She can be totally, either she's totally ignorant,
或者根本不爱她的孩子。
Or she does not love her children at all.
这个重复的咒诅
This repeated curse,
永远的被定罪
is eternally condemned.
对我们今天的人有什么提醒？
What kind of reminder is it giving us today for us?
要记住
You must remember
每一个基督徒
Every Christian
我们都有机会教导别人
We all have the opportunity to teach others
别人会问你
Other people will ask you
关于信仰的问题
Regarding the issue of faith
当你要回答的时候
When you try to reply
你要注意
You must pay attention
千万不要瞎子领瞎子
Totally try, absolutely should not be a, like a blind leading the blind.
你要知道你在说什么。
You must know what you're saying.
这是为什么。
This is why.
我们一定要搞清楚真理。
We must be very clear about the, truth.
我非常感谢神。
I truly thank God.
我看到好多的弟兄姐妹。
I've seen many brothers and sisters.
肯花时间抄圣经。
Willing to spend time in copying out the Bible.
花时间背圣经
to spend time in memorizing the Bible
花时间了解圣经
and spend time in trying to understand the Bible
现在越来越多的弟兄姐妹
and now more and more brothers and sisters
每一个主日聚会完
after the, every Sunday's gathering
把今天所学到的信息通通写成笔记
actually take notes and write down everything that they have listened to today
你今天不会了解
Today you may not understand
这样的努力
This kind of efforts
会给你今生和永世带来多大的祝福
How great a blessing it will bring to your life, this life, and your future, eternal life
另外保罗在讲到若有人
And Paul also mentioned that if anyone
中文翻作若有人
And Chinese is say it's translated as if anyone.
更好的翻译是无论是什么人。
A better translation is regardless of whoever it is.
他只要教的是错误的。
As long as what he's teaching is wrong.
就求神审判他。
So then we'll ask God to sentence him, to judge him.
保罗特别把他自己算在里面。
And Paul especially counted himself into it.
还有他的同工。
And his co-workers.
保罗在这里要让我们知道
Paul he wants us to know
没有任何一个人
Not anyone
也没有任何奇妙的经历
Not any amazing experience
譬如说有一个天使来教你、啊、
For example an angel come to teach you
这是多么神奇的经历、啊、
What an amazing experience that would be
所有你听来的东西
Anything that you've heard
如果跟保罗和以及其他的使徒所传讲的不一样
If it's different from what Paul and other disciples have heard, taught
那个人就当被受诅
That person has to be cursed
你就不可以接受他的教导
Then you cannot accept his teaching
保罗和其他使徒的教导记载在哪里
Paul's teaching and other disciples' teaching Where are they being recorded?
圣经
In the Bible
再强调
I emphasize once more
再强调
I emphasize again
圣经有多重要
How important is the Bible
圣经的权威
The authority of the Bible
福音真理的重要
The importance of the truth of the gospel
太重要
is too important
保罗在这里特别提醒我们
Paul he especially reminded us
你保罗没有说这个人我看不顺眼你不要听他的
Paul did not say that I don't like the look of this person don't listen to him
保罗说这个人啊他动机不良不要听他的
Paul did not say that this person's motive is not good don't listen to him
保罗说他传的东西不对不可以听他
Paul is saying that the thing that he has preached is not right don't listen to him
听清楚哦
Listen clearly.
这很重要。
This is very important.
很多人不懂。
Many people do not understand.
保罗在腓立比书一章十二节到十八节那里。
Paul in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 12 says,
有一些人传福音他动机不好的。
Some people when they spread the gospel, their motive is wrong.
他们是出于嫉妒纷争。
They are through jealousy and divisions.
但是因为他们是传基督。
But because they are spreading Christ.
所以保罗说，因此我就欢喜。
Paul said, therefore, for this reason I'm pleased.
很多人乱讲这段圣经。
And some people preach this, in a different nonsense way.
哦，这个人他嫉妒纷争没关系。
And they said, these people, for them to be jealous and, argue is alright.
没那个事。
It's no such thing.
保罗之所以欢喜。
The reason that Paul is pleased.
不是这些人嫉妒纷争。
It's not because these people are jealous and they fight, argue.
他欢喜是这些人传讲的是纯正的基督。
The reason he's happy is that because these people, what they preach, are the pure gospel.
保罗不在乎这些人对他好不好。
Paul does not care whether these people treat him well.
你跟我今天。
You and I today.
要记住。
Must remember.
任何一个人讲道。
Whichever person is preaching.
不管是我们这里的。
Whether it's from us here,
或者在网络上,
or it's from internet,
你都要记住,
you must remember,
你不要说, 哎呦, 我好喜欢他。
You don't say that, oh, I really like this person.
所以他说什么我都听啊。
So therefore, whatever he or she said, I will listen.
不可以。
No, you cannot.
你一定要把你听来的东西跟圣经比较。
You must definitely compare what you have heard to the Bible.
不合圣经,
Anything that is not according to the Bible,
绝对不可以接受。
Absolutely, you cannot accept it.
最后一节,
Finally, the last verse.
第十节,
Verse 10.
你如果知道啊,
If you know,
那个时候有人批评保罗,
There were people who criticized Paul in those days.
保罗不要求割礼,
Paul did not require circumcision.
保罗不要求人遵守律法。
Paul did not require men to obey the laws.
他是要讨那些外邦人的喜欢。
He's trying to please the Gentiles.
保罗怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗说，如果我要讨人喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
He said, if I'm trying to please men, then I'm not a servant of Christ.
我们要问我们自己一个问题。
Then we have to ask ourselves a question.
你今天活在地上。
Today for you to live on earth.
你要讨谁欢喜？
Who are you trying to please?
你如果讨人的欢喜。
If you try to please men.
你就不是基督的仆人。
Then you're not a servant of Christ.
你如果害怕人。
If you're afraid of men.
就非常可怕。
Then it's become very horrible.
因为你怕人家不接受你。
Because you're afraid that others may not accept you.
箴言二十九章二十五节告诉我们。
Proverbs chapter 29:25 says,
惧怕人的陷入网罗。
Man who's afraid of men who will fall into a trap.
惧怕。
Afraid, fear.
这个字常常也可以翻作敬畏。
And this word can also be translated into being afraid.
Reverend.
A reverend.
Worship.敬拜
or worship.
当你要追求别人对你的接纳
when you try to pursue acceptance from other people towards you,
你其实是在敬拜那些人
you're actually trying to worship these men.
还记得我们聚会在讲道之前唱的那首我宁愿有耶稣吗？
Do you remember the hymn that we just sang before the preaching? It's the I'd rather have Jesus.
把第二节的歌词帮我们打出来好吗
Let's have the second verse stanza
我宁愿有耶稣
I'd rather have Jesus
胜于人的称扬
than men's applause
我临忠于主
I'd rather be faithful to the Lord
满足主的心肠
to satisfy his clear dear causes
我宁愿有耶稣
And I'd rather have Jesus
胜于美名
than worldwide fame.
愿对主忠诚
I'd rather be true to his holy name.
宣扬主圣名
To declare and promote his holy name.
每一个神的儿女
Every child of God.
这应该是我们的心志
This should be our mentality.
当你有这样把握的时候
When you have such kind of confidence.
你就不需要怕任何人。
Then you no longer need to be afraid of anyone.
曾经有一个教父。
Once there was a bishop, church father.
很多人反对他。
Many people object to him.
因为他好好的讲圣经。
Because he's preached the gospel well.
有一个好朋友劝他。
And there was a good friend who advised him.
他说你再这样做的话。
He said if you continue doing that.
全世界都要跟你作对。
The whole world will oppose to you.
他的回答是。
His reply was.
那我也要与全世界作对。
And I will oppose the whole world.
我不能放弃我的信仰。
I cannot give up my faith.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
给我们这样的勇气。
To give us such a kind of courage.
能够对主。
That towards the Lord.
至死。
That we can be faithful to him until we die.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。